You're listening to the show about Trent and Shunser. It's Pork Fried Dice!
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll. All
right, lady. You gave me like negative 1 minute to discuss this situation.
It's been 2 hours.
2 hours?
Has it?
Serious?
No, it's pork fried dice time. It's been 3 seconds.
Is she standing? Is she really
she
genuinely
came back
doing?
Over. She's like refilling drinks and things like that.
Have I decided? Listen, it is my duty to deliver every letter that needs to be delivered. I mean, it's not actually my duty yet. I haven't passed the test yet, but I'm trying. I'm trying.
Okay. I'm sensing a little bit of antagonism here.
What do you mean antagonism? I'm a nerd. I'm a postal service nerd. Leave me alone. Jeez, that's mean.
Well, are any of you, speaking of nerds, are any of you god nerds?
What the
fuck? What?
She waggles her eyebrows at all of you.
What the fuck? Wait, this is the proprietor?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, ma'am? That's a strange statement.
Stop doing that with your eyebrows, madam.
I'm waggling them.
Oh my god.
You're waggling them and you're talking about gods and no... We're not, I mean, we've had some bad recent interactions with gods. One of us appears to be involved with, I don't know, perpetuating the myth of one.
Hmm.
Cough, cough.
What?
The other one of us, you know, got real pally with one that was, you know, trying to kill us.
Oh my.
So, I don't know, maybe that's a couple of us are godnoids, but not me.
Okay.
I don't got nothing to do with gods.
Well, then you wouldn't be impressed with this, but do you know who stayed in your room just about 2 weeks ago?
Zolbaria.
Well, how did you know?
What?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Right here.
Okay, Will wasn't listening, and now he is completely what?
That's right. Right here in the Quiet Crossings, we had a god stay with us. Zolbaria himself.
Well, isn't that interesting? Mr. Greenman, what do you think about that? Zolbaria himself stayed at the Quiet Crossings Inn.
I am in just as much disbelief as you are, because that's why would Zolbaria stay here?
I don't know either. That's what I wondered. I mean,
how long did Zolbaria stay here, and how do you even know it was Zolbaria?
Well, I mean, he... All right. Full disclosure. It was a night, first of all. He claimed that he was not Zolbaria. I mean, you cannot. And she sort of flutters her top of her dress a little bit as if to let some heat out. You cannot mistake those good looks. You know what I mean, don't you? All of you.
Okay, wait a second. Wait, somebody who said they aren't Zolbaria stayed here
well, he
and you're saying...
claimed he wasn't, Zolbaria. Of course, you know, he seems maybe to be traveling undercover or something like that,
okay,
I don't know.
This lady just thinks a hot guy was Zolbaria. Guys!
I mean, he had a whole story, he was from the Slivery Isles, he lives in Carnivar, but, I mean... It was him.
Why would a god stay in an inn?
Well, I mean...
Yeah, when there's a perfectly good stable to go to.
She looks confused.
Yes! All right.
Did he pay his bill?
Oh, yes, he did, of course.
What did he order?
What did he order? The stew.
Yeah, did he have the stew?
He did.
Did he eat it normally?
Yes.
Did he pat his mouth with his napkin?
He did.
How many ales did he drink?
Two.
Did he give you his laundry to wash?
No. I wish he would have. Oh my. I could have maybe kept a piece.
Did he have a horse?
Yes, he did.
Will is just like...
I love that you're so interested. I am too.
The Slivery Isles?
Mm-hmm.
What'd he look like?
You know what Zilberdia looks like, don't you?
Really? Is this a thing? Is Zilberdia
so,
like...
So Roscoe, you would have to tell Roscoe. As far as Rafina and Bathwack know...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bathwack has seen a depiction. They hadn't heard of Zilberdia until they came into this world after Curse of Strahd. And Bathwack saw a picture of Zilberdia, which is what I am talking about, outside of the House of Zilberdia in Beartoggle.
He covered it up with a fish taco.
That's because right. Will did not like the face of the depiction of Zilberdia. Okay. Yeah, what did he look like?
He has that, you know, somewhat deeply tanned, almost, you know.
Oh, yeah, that Middle Eastern skin. Otter look. Mm-hmm, yeah, I like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm. Those piercing blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Grung would definitely go for him.
Impeccably dressed.
In what? In...
Impeccably, she said. Impeccably.
Okay.
Impeccably.
Because if this...
It was something exotic. I don't know, but it was like this flowing robe type thing. Woo!
Okay. Cool, that's great. What were we talking about before this happened?
Oh, the letter.
Fucking letter. Just give me the fucking letter. Let me look at it. Let me see the postage. Let me inspect it. I have more authority in this matter than you do, woman.
Well, I'm not going to hand it over. You can look at it here. She pulls it out again.
If you don't give the letter to somebody who is in charge of postal service in Six Rivers in the next... Wait, when did you say you got that letter?
You're acting like this is some sort of, like, official institution.
It is an official institution.
Not that I'm aware of.
The Postal Service?
No.
Oh, my goodness,
man. There are companies that deliver letters.
Oh, my goodness. You are painfully unaware of the laws in this land, obviously. You have been too far from any sort of... of governing body or police system in a while. But I'm just warning you that if you don't relinquish that letter to a proper authority in the next, how many days did you say that it was since you received that letter or it was left here by a dead guy?
It was a few days ago.
A few days ago. Count them, ma'am.
If roll you don't an count intimidation them, you won't check.
Know. It's intimidation, but it's also deception. So I don't know what you I'll give it.
But Roscoe's going to try and say, I can verify this. He's absolutely telling the truth. There's something called the Postal Service. It delivers letters, and we do it whether neither snow nor rain, although we will wait till this dies down.
Whether the weather is cold, whether the weather is hot.
Are you saying that there isn't, by the way, because I'm having to roll pure deception, you're saying there is no formal postal, like there's no protections for these letters that are being, there was
no,
that
it's not
that,
some government-owned
okay, so Will
thing.
Is just purely, like a that's messenger. Fine, I'm okay with him
yeah, they're just
that
all
up.
Courier yeah. services that you pay yeah. for and they do it. It's not a government organization.
I want to bend luck, but is that, it's not an attack. Is it ability
it's check?
That's yep. what I just did. All right, I want to bend luck.
What does that mean?
So I'm going to...
You get to roll again or something?
God, that's not going
to
be enough.
What, roll a d4?
Yeah, because I only got an 8. Do I have... I don't have...
You have a luck stone, so it's actually a 9.
That's a 9. I might just... Let's see.
You could stab her.
I know, I could.
That's amazing. I love okay. that would be the best development.
I'm gonna use one of my luck points.
Will just stabs a lady to get yeah. a letter from her.
Yeah, he's like thinking of where all the like what uh-huh. the
what's the
measly ways to
I mean, you know, the funny thing is, like, I have recently wondered if I'm getting too soft as Will. And, like, genuinely for one moment there, I wanted to stand up and, like, mm-hmm. be more threatening. But I'm like, no, I think Will is pretty relaxed and, like, isn't actually going to do that. Especially because, like, he's pretending he's a good guy in some situations.
Oh, but... Well, Will is evolving, too. I mean.
Well, I hope that he's evolving. I would love that. And I think he is. But also, he doesn't want anyone to know how important the letter is to him. So he's just doing this right. that he's antagonistic all the time. So he's hoping that this covers for the fact that he cannot let anyone else get that letter. So, yeah, I'm rolling another D20. Sorry, because I... What am I rolling again? Where is it?
Intimidation?
Is that what you wanted? Yeah, intimidation. I'm rolling it again. I used one of my luck points.
Okay.
That's a 15. It's a 16.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I mean, wait, so you're one of these officials?
I mean, I haven't exactly passed the test yet, but I'm as close as you are going to get. I'm as close as you are going to get in the middle of this giant field that doesn't end. None of my colleagues have taken a single postal service course.
Can you please just give me something for it?
Why? What's going on? Is that sick horse dying out there? That's Is it not just a funny, weird horse?
That's his horse.
Okay.
He just got 22 gold.
All right. You know, just to let you know, when you have a sick-sounding horse whinnying all over the place, it doesn't exactly invite guests into your inn. It makes me think this place is diseased. Now, why are you begging for money?
Maybe I need a leg up then.
Really? Insight! Oh my god, I rolled a natural one! Oh my god, okay. What is it? Tell me what it is. I'll commit to it, whatever it is. What do I think?
Okay. You think... All right, you look around the bar. Okay. Right? Pew, 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 pew. Quick cuts, Edgar Wright style.
Nice.
And you see the missing spindles in the, mm-hmm. the banister. You see the mismatched chairs. You hear that sad horse whinny outside again. You feel the drafts coming in from all sides as this storm is now starting to rage outside. You taste, you find a bit of gristle in your teeth that you're still not sure if it's rabbit or horse. Oh. You see behind the bar, there's a picture of her with another woman, and there's a flower laid in front of it.
Oh.
What in front of it?
A flower.
Laid in front of it. Yes. Got it.
All right. So, okay. I will looks at Rafina, and he's like, excuse me for a moment. I need to talk to her. And he says, I'm not going to kill her or anything. So just leave me alone. And he tries to go off with the woman somewhere else. Like, away from the rest of them.
Okay. She'll go with you.
Okay.
I just didn't know if they would follow us or anything.
That's okay. Too bad. I should have told him killing people was very normal.
He thinks so, too. If I'm allowed to go and do that, that's what I would do. Like, go and take her. Like, do you have a room somewhere that's not just here in front of everybody?
She's kind of a little intimidated by you.
God.
What do you want?
I'm not going to do it. It's just, this is, if you're going to bribe me or whatever, or you want me to bribe you, I can't do it in front of everybody else.
I was just trying to get payment for something I thought was valuable.
It's not a payment. It's a bribe. It is my duty to deliver that. I've been explaining. He just is like Joe Pesci-ing his way across the room.
Uh-huh.
To go to somewhere that seems a little more private.
Just go like behind the bar.
Okay.
It's far enough away.
All right. All right. Well, I could mute them, but I guess I won't.
You don't have to.
I'll just... Well, you think that. I don't know what I'm going to say. All right, let me look at my goddamn character sheet here.
I'll give you my friend Rafina if you give me that
letter. It's a natural fucking one, and Will, as everyone has ever fucking said who knows anything about my character in the real sense,
mm-hmm.
he has a soft, tiny little heart like a Grinch heart. It's three soft, sizes too small, but if you roll a natural one, it's going to make his heart feel bad for poor people because he was poor. So he, okay, here we go. He reaches into his like pouch, and he has like all these different pouch. Like he reaches into wherever the fuck he would keep some money. He has a bag, but then like he has a system of pouches. You know what I'm saying? On his in his pockets, right here, and he takes a couple of them that he would know to be worth about like. Oh, it's painful.
With a couple of
natural
what?
One, like fucking hell, 100 gold, and he gives it to her.
Holy shit! That's a lot of gold.
She wouldn't know necessarily. It's just coins in pouches.
A pouch.
It doesn't. It's multiple pouches because he has them like split up so that he can do this kind of shit.
Okay.
And he's like, if you say anything about this to anyone, I will lose my job. And all these people will report me to the Postal Service Authority. So do not say anything to anyone. But here, give me the goddamn letter.
She is wide-eyed and just slowly and slightly nods and then just hands you the letter or holds it out.
Oh my God. And then he walks away. And he goes back and he's like, she's gonna shit herself. I mean, she probably shit herself already, but don't worry, she's not dead. She's alive, okay? And I have the letter. Everything's fine.
Why would she shit herself?
Because I scared the fuck out of her, okay?
Oh.
Don't worry. That's a deception roll, I guess. I have to find the deception rolls. Ooh, 26. There plus we go. Back to my good ways. So everyone thinks I just scared the crap out of some poor lady.
And there she does look pretty startled.
Yes, she does.
She actually went, there's a door behind the bar. I don't think I mentioned that this time. I think I maybe did last time. She has gone through it. She's not in the room anymore.
Okay.
So Bernard comes trotting back to the table. Just comes up and rests his head on your lap, Will. Aww. And looks up at you.
Okay, I send him a message and I'm like, what did you hear, human dog guy?
Okay, I'm going to mute. 1 second.
Oh, boy!
Apparently, they said that Bathwack is the king of Gully's End, and they recognize him. But also, apparently, they think he is a half-orc?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Is he one?
I don't think so.
What do you mean they think? No. I don't mean our Bathwack. I mean...
No, they think he...
Oh, they think Bathwack right here is a half-orc.
He can't point, but...
He points his nose to Bathwack?
Yeah, they think our
they
Bathwack...
They think that Bathwack that we see right is there...
Is a half-orc.
That we see, that they think my this Bathwack right here
is a half orc,
is a half orc,
and is king of Gully's End,
and is king. Oh shit! Okay, well this will be interesting, but I don't think it could possibly be bad. So they're talking about him as though he's always been a half orc. So like Bathwack is a half orc.
Yeah.
Or they think, or they are surprised that he's a half orc. Nope. They know. Bathwack as a half.
Yeah, they're like from somewhere in Gully's End, and
they're human. Are they human?
Yeah.
They're from Gully's End.
I don't know if they're from like the city. They're from somewhere in.
Okay.
The thing. This. You know how confusing our places have always
been. That is really interesting. What do you think we should
apparently
do with that
information? As far as they're concerned, is their king.
Oh, no, we can't let him know that. We can't let him know that. Bernard, don't betray me. Bernard. Bernard, you got me.
I got you.
You're going to fuck with me. I know it.
Why would I fuck with you?
Just because.
Maybe if you need to be fucked with, but right now I trust you.
Mm. Okay, well...
I think part of why I'm here is how you are with Bathwack.
What? How... Part... What?
That's like... Part of to why do you're with why here? I'm here is you and Bathwack, I
oh,
think.
Oh, God, no. What?
I think so.
Okay, well, I don't like that news.
I'm sorry.
What does that mean? Are you some kind of... What? What do you... Why do you know that?
Something
what do you mean?
About... Remember how I said, like, things were bad and good at certain times? Where, like, when I was a fucking bug?
Yeah, I know. I heard you say that. Yeah. But, like, what, you think that you're only here because of Bathwack?
I don't know about only. What? I didn't say... I said you and Bathwack.
Okay, but
I think
I don't
I'm
like
in,
hearing that or saying that out loud.
You two are important to me, or I'm important to you two, or what? You're important to... I don't know. I don't know.
Bernard, don't be important to Bathwack. He's so annoying.
You don't mean that.
All right. Yes, I do. Okay. Bernard, what are we going to do with this information? Okay, we either got to tease Bathwack or we got to turn this
sure
into something
anyway.
Profitable. How would it be? Would it be bad? Okay. So, like, unfortunately, so we are taking a bathroom break right now. So, like, we don't even have the
right.
ability to jump
back. And also,
back,
I don't know
say,
that we'd
I'm
be
not...
able to have this long just message.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. Like, in reality, I'm not going to edit this out. I'm just going to say right. I'm going to take my bathroom break now too. But at this point, you can say that somebody, whoever rolls, whatever, or everybody will have noticed that I'm just talking. To
or
Bernard
or this
silently.
Could have happened like not all in one big stretch. You could intermittently message. You're good at doing
right,
that kind of thing.
But it's okay if you give people the opportunity to witness it. So okay. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And I'll be right back. So.
And the gonorrhea.
And the gonorrhea.
Which I missed, but I just heard, I heard the word, so I assume there was some involvement.
Headline,
Abby missed
gonorrhea.
The gonorrhea.
the old man, Tommy, he's the guy I hooked up with.
Uh-huh. That's okay. What he's, nice. That's his last name is gonorrhea.
Tommy gonorrhea. Hi, my name's Tom gonorrhea. What a great name. That's fucking
awesome. Tom Gonorrhea,
awesome.
Mr. Tom Gonorrhea.
That's
Tom
a Gonorrhea. Comedy Bang Bang character right there.
For real.
Tommy Gonorrhea.
Oh, man.
Alex, okay. Are you okay?
Aw.
Yeah, I'm good.
Is he okay,
he's
Abby?
Back and forth, guys. Yeah, I think he's okay. Okay. He's sleepy and stuff. But
sleepy and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't think he's having an emotional meltdown right now. Are you having an emotional meltdown?
No, I was thinking he was
nothing.
Sleepy. Oh,
it feels nothing.
I think that counts, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
I was just wondering if you were falling asleep. That was what I was wondering.
No. We're back. We got our second wind.
You know? Woo!
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right. So.
Is it me?
Bernard came back. Will got the letter. Roscoe bought a pelt. You're gonna
that seems like a full episode.
Gamble later.
Will bribed somebody 100 gold for a letter. Isn't that what happened?
I paid for my own goddamn letter back.
I wanted the innkeeper to be like, wait, you're bribing me to let you do your job? Shouldn't I be bribing you to do your job to benefit me? And like to trap her in like, exactly, you should be paying me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
I already did that to a little old lady in the road. I need to do one good deed my whole life.
Oh, true.
Just this. That poor little old lady. At least we rescued her son, but like.
We did.
Man, what happened? That was a weird.
That was weird.
It's like a fever dream.
And then we like went
episodes.
To his. We yeah. went to that house and the parents were like, who are you? Yeah. Get away from our child.
Yeah.
It was
yep.
so weird.
It was really weird.
Have they heard that yet? Has it been on the... Uh-uh. It's after the fight? Okay. Interesting. Listeners, you've heard that already, but yep. right now you haven't. all right. I want to say, I forgot to mention this one description of something in the room.
Uh-oh.
And... It might be partially because I forgot, but also right now I don't exactly know what to say to get back into it. So I'll just mention this. You don't have to do anything with it right now, or you can, whatever.
Okay.
There is, it looks like some sort of like a notice board on the wall with some different postings on it. we would have to investigate further. I mean, I could tell you, if you would have already looked, I could tell you what they say. Or if I just wanted to put that out there. I forgot to mention it. It's there.
Where is it on the wall? Is it like something like we would have walked by already?
Yeah, maybe you wouldn't see it. Yeah, it's by the door. So, I mean, you would have seen it by now. You've been in this room for a whole 30 seconds. let's just see okay. here real quick.
So Bernard, the last thing that was happening, uh-huh. I know, in the game was that me and Bernard were talking for a while.
Yeah.
But you said we were interspersed, but I was saying that it would uh-huh. be, like, if people would notice. It also doesn't matter. I probably talked to Bernard, but it was a secret talk.
Yeah.
So that was the whole thing that it happened actually
with
last.
The dog. If anybody would want to try to notice that or feel like they would, you can. Rafina's not interested.
Well, because Will said specifically, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going off, and I promise not to kill anybody, so. So she took him at his word. Mm-hmm. Just going to let him be ignored for a little while.
Nice.
But are you back now? Is Will back?
Yeah, yeah. And I've been talking to him. Go ahead.
Okay.
While he was gone, did any of us go look at the notice board?
Maybe. Yes. Yeah, maybe that's how you occupied your time.
That is what happened.
This is great, guys. Collaborative storytelling.
Go right. team.
Collaborative storytelling of D&D at its finest. We walked over and looked at the notice board.
Uh-huh. Yep. All right. So there's three postings on the notice board. One says, relief fund for Morrow's Inlet. Money can be sent care of Crick Crick.
Oh my gosh.
Another says, guitar lessons, cheap, Remy in Trent. And then the last one says, wanted, dead or alive.
Ooh.
And there is a crude sketch of what looks like a goblin or something. Here, I'll show you what I drew. It's better than this. I'll show you.
Yeah.
Can I see?
It's like a
try to get the
gremlin orc goblin guy.
Runcible Jones. Crimes. Pilfering. Slander. Public nudity. Libel. Report to the sheriff of Shunser for reward. And yeah, the picture is of a goblin. Looks like he has three ear piercings. Violet eyes and dark green skin.
Back to the guitar lessons. Is that a reference I should remember? It rings a bell, but I can't place it.
Well, it's not a bell, it's a guitar.
Oh, thank you.
Trent is one of the things on the crossroad sign outside.
But we haven't heard of a Remy before.
No. I
don't
think so.
Okay.
Then Will comes back.
But I was talking to Bernard. The thing is, you're kind of confused with the timeline because I was talking to Bernard at the table because Bernard came back over.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we
everything's all jumbled.
Will was just sitting there like
staring at
with a blank look on his face, moving his mouth slightly as he message cantripped with his dog.
Yes,
and eventually we were all just like. All right, well, you'll do something else a while.
Oh, crap. I don't remember what was going on. Okay, so Bernard just gave that news. Okay, so, hey, Bathwack.
Yeah?
Remember when...
Why are you being so nice, Will?
What? Fuck you. I'm not being nice. I'm just fucking laughing because I have some news. But I'm trying to decide how precisely to deliver it. So, how are you feeling about the whole king situation? You know, like the King Bathwack situation.
What do you mean? I mean, I'm not King Bathwack.
No, I know you're not. We all know. I mean, we all fucking know you're not.
Maybe he is.
No, Mo, get out of here. I push Mo's face out of the conversation with my hand. Get out of here.
You're pushing his head is like pushing a wall. I know. His neck is so thick.
And then I turn to Mo and I'm like, Mo, back up.
Just back up. You told me not to yell.
Okay, Mo, this is a private conversation. Talk to Rafina. Talk about tea.
Talking so we all can hear.
No, I'm talking to Bat. Okay, fine, everybody. How does everybody feel about the King Bathwax situation?
I like it.
What?
I like it.
Oh, God, Mo. But Mo, remember that there's potentially like another King Bathwax. Like there's an actual King Bathwax, but then we got this regular lame-o Bathwax over here. He's just a normal lame guy.
Everyone in the whole inn is quietly huddled around with him.
Sin has joined us.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about it, Bathwack? Mo, shut up.
I don't feel anything about it. He doesn't exist.
Bathwack, what do you mean he doesn't exist? He exists in this world. We saw that creepy version.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe he's just like the killer Rafina. Like, he's not actually here.
Bathwack, he's probably here. Okay.
What? Well, the killer Rafina wasn't here.
Yeah, Rafina wasn't in Bear Toggle, but that doesn't mean that she's not here. She's a raving lunatic, and she killed a bunch of people and ran away. We're obviously going to encounter her at some point soon. And I'm, frankly, terrified of a Rafina with all the Rafina powers, but no fucking morals. Can you imagine? We're all gonna die!
That's just Rafina.
Anyway, I know that's just Rafina, Mo.
Okay. That was me.
Yeah, that's just Rafina. All right, Shimi.
Sorry.
Shimi. Now picture an evil Bathwax. So Shimi, okay, if you're listening, when we were in the coyote head and we saw these weird mirrors, we saw an alternative Bathwax that is probably in this timeline because he looked just like Bathwax, just as disgusting. Just as horrible, but also more evil. Just slightly bit more.
But my alternative self was like a younger version of me. So how does that work?
You know what, Roscoe? I have suspicions about you. Roll insight right now. Ooh, let's see if I can get anything on Roscoe.
What are your suspicions? A critical fail.
Again, okay, what are my suspicions of Roscoe? Let's see, what is my insight into Roscoe? Just nothing. I like look at him and I realize I've never been able to read someone less than this man right now.
Adam, have any ideas?
Well, based specifically on what he just said about like the mirror version was younger, maybe Will is absolutely certain that there's some kind of Benjamin Button thing going on with Roscoe.
Okay.
That he's aging in reverse, and so the Roscoe in the mirror is actually like a future version of him that we're going to meet.
Oh, shit. Wait a second. I thought, if I had a different thought, but I actually, wait a second. Roscoe, we might have a whole other problem with you.
A whole other one?
Yeah,
we got like, so many as it is.
Oh no, Roscoe.
I know. But like, it's kind of gross and I don't really want to think about it. Like, maybe you are turning into a baby somehow. I don't just...
Oh.
Roscoe, what's wrong with you?
Maybe I am turning into a baby. Google Gaga.
Oh God. All right, Bathwack.
Clockwork shakes his head.
Oh, clock face. Clock face. Yeah. Like, Will, start. Wait a second.
Right
I thought you were a fucking Newell post. What the hell, clock face? You're alive again?
His arm was around you.
Whoa! Guys.
Oh, hey. Hey, back. Captain Clockface, did you hear the song that Bathwack requested for you on the sending stone?
This is the one time Captain Clockface speaks, and he says, I don't know if that was canon.
Hey, it's about as canon as you talking.
That's amazing.
I love it.
Oh shit. What were we saying?
Are you getting younger?
Yeah, are you a baby?
And he said goo goo gaga, and then Captain Clockface did not approve of that.
And then I thought, and then I saw Captain Clockface for the first time, apparently.
Wait, you think I started out big and I'm getting smaller?
I think you are still big. and maybe you'll just be a big giant baby. Who knows?
So how old is he? Like two?
Would that be that hard to believe, Mo? Oh, wait, how old? Okay,
you know a lot about being normal.
Mo.
More than I do.
Mo, you are very normal.
I don't think any of our alter egos are real.
Oh, Bathwack, you also don't remember some things that have happened.
Talk about who's a baby.
Oh, Bathwack, you baby. Sheemy. Ouch.
Baby Bathwack.
I thought Sheemy was talking about himself.
No, I'm a man drinking my ale.
Yeah, he is.
Learning to read.
I'm a man drinking my ale and learning to
learning
read.
To
that
read.
Is hilarious. Episode title.
That's fantastic. Oh my god.
But so Bathwack, wait, what are we whispering about?
So, no, Bathwack. Okay, so I know that you won't have noticed this because every time I ever notice something and I check with you about it, you're like, what? But if you look over there at those two little girls, they're staring at you. It's because they think you're a child predator.
What?
You need to sleep outside.
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, they think you're the king. They think you're King Bathwack. Like, there is a king in Gully's End, and they think you are him.
Bathwack thinks about this for a minute. And then he grins at you, and he walks over to the table.
Okay. All right. All three of them are sitting and they look up at your towering, impressive frame, wide-eyed, and say nothing.
I noticed that you keep looking over at us, so I thought I would come over and introduce myself.
Oh,
I'm Bathwack.
I'm so sorry if we bothered you, your Majesty. The woman says, "My
oh,
daughter here."
Oh, there's no need to call me your Majesty, and you're not bothering me at all. And then I'm gonna take out the deck of playing cards. And I'm gonna select another one. Also with the, all of them. I haven't been able to edit all of them yet. So some of them I have to like rifle through it to find the one where the weapons are absent. And I say, I drew these. Would you like one? And I'll pass it to give one to each of the girls. And then I'll say, I hope you have safe travels. And I'll leave.
Are either of the
I'm
cards
kind of intimidating them?
The king.
The king of Bathwack.
Yep.
I'm not. I would leave that up to
chance
because I all I'm doing is I'm checking to see like have I had a chance to to redraw the cards because I made nearly the whole deck
right,
but then I started changing them.
Okay. Roll a d52. No, roll two d52s.
Okay.
Ace to king, hearts, clubs, diamond, spade. That's the order.
Should I roll suit first and then?
No, just roll 2d52s.
There we go. It's 50 and 5.
50 and 5. Okay, so we've got the 5 of hearts and 52. That is the jack of spades.
50.
Yeah, out of 52. 50. Right. So the 5 of hearts and the jack of spades.
Okay. Ace is low.
Yeah, I just picked randomly as you were rolling. Yeah. Ace to king, heart, right. Club, diamond, spade.
Five of hearts and jack of spades. So just
Yep. And if anybody looks, the 8-year-old is holding the card as if it's made of like something that
owlbear pelt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stroking
precious.
It. Oh. No, just like it could disintegrate in her fingers. The mother took the other card from the 4-year-old before she dunked it in her goat milk or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. That's great.
And the mother and the 8-year-old are like kind of whispering together.
Rufina leans over to Will. What is happening?
You're about to wax a king here.
But how? Why do they think? Why do they even know of him? Even of a fake one?
Because they're from Gully's End. I haven't told Bathwack this. I was wondering if I should. This is really weird. They think.
Wait, am I not back yet? Can I hear this?
Yeah. I would not say it while you were there.
We whisper this while you're over there.
Yeah, while you're over there. They think he's a half-orc. They think Bathwack is a half-orc, and they think that King Bathwack is a half-orc. Weird, right?
Well, isn't this exactly like you guys talked about how there was an alternate, Rufina, you had alternate memories of Beartoggle, and then we conquered the Sliver, and Beartoggle collapsed into what you remembered it as being.
Yeah.
So we know that there's a Sliver going on in Gully's End. And so if we conquer it there, then probably this King Bathwack ceased to exist. Or do you think that this other Rufina of yours is still out there somewhere?
Did she
disappear along with the other Beartoggle?
I'm very unclear on how that's going to work.
Bathwack walks up.
Hey, what's up, Your Majesty?
It seemed like nobody seemed to be worried about a alternate Rufina when after that. So I feel like that timeline just went away.
When we went up from the bottom of the lake? Yeah, because then things were slightly different. I don't know.
Yeah.
But hey, what's up, Your Majesty? How you doing?
Don't call me that, Will.
I'm going to call you that all the time.
I think it sounds good.
There's no King Bathwack here.
Yes, there is. There actually is. Not just you.
How do you know that, Will?
But we have the perfect... Do you know something I don't? This is amazing. Bathwack, we're going to be able to get in anywhere we want to get into. That's what's great about this.
Well, King Bathwack might be a horrible person.
Okay, but you still look like him, and we can do whatever we want. Do you know how great that is?
Do you have any orc blood? Half-orc blood? Like, are you half a half-orc?
This feels very inappropriate, Rufina.
Didn't the mother confirm that she thinks that he's a king, somebody named King Bathwack?
Well, she said Your Majesty to him.
Yeah, my question is, I'm so curious about...
Good!
About Bathwack. Because he just said there's no King Bathwack here. And, like, I, as a player, Adam, know that, like, that doesn't align with what he just, like his interaction with those characters. So is Bathwack lying?
Oh, well, wait. He said they didn't have to say...
Oh, yeah. I don't think he is.
You can say that. I mean, like, I think that this is all interesting because, right, Bathwack's memory has been weird lately.
Yeah.
And... like, I don't think it's... like, Will is enjoying Bathwack's embarrassment, what he views as Bathwack's embarrassment. Like, oh, God, no, I'm not a king. That's weird. Like,
right.
Kingmaker stuff. Like, Will's teasing him because that's what he would do. But if Roscoe hasn't known us as long and doesn't know the entire relationship of Kingmaker stuff necessarily.
Right. I mean, as far as Rufina and Will know about Bathwack's backstory, he's not a king.
Well, Will also suspects that he could have been king because Bathwack told the story in the Bigfoot Cavern or whatever, the Bigfoot House.
In the third person.
Where he talks about once there was, and it was so like a self story, even though he didn't say it was Bathwack, it was myself. But like, and then later Bathwack still denied to Will that he was a king. And Will's just like, I think you're like a prince or like a king that got like overthrown or whatever. It's one of the reasons Will thinks Bathwack's annoying because he's like, oh yeah, like some kind of royal whatever. So I, you know, like that's why Will thinks it's funny, but I don't think that it necessarily like I think that you could bring that up in character and it wouldn't be weird. if you were
well, interested. And part of why I'm always asking kind of out of character is because Roscoe wasn't privy to his interaction with the mother and kids. Like all he has to go on is like what you've been whispering to us, and like I think it's all just kind of confusing. But also, like, we all know that Bathwick's been acting strange, that he the memory stuff about Gully's End.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I think he's being ambiguous just because he's doing what he would do, sort of. But yeah,
I guess Russ would be like, "So wait, well, wait. There is no King Bathwack. What did they say? What did the? I mean, they have been staring at you. I did notice it earlier. You know, I looked over and the daughter was like staring right at you. They obviously recognize you from somewhere.
I mean, they called me. Call me your majesty, but just, I mean, in the same way that all the people in Bertalgo were sure that Rufina was some kind of murderer. I mean, she's not, and we never saw that Rufina. I just think everyone has false memories.
Oh. Maybe we never saw that other Rufina because I was that Rufina.
But no, guys, the mirrors in the coyote's head, they showed images of us. Those are us. That was me, a weird version of me, but that was me. I know me, and that is me. I look in a lot of mirrors.
No, it's just a reflection of you, Will. It's just a reflection.
No, ew. Okay, first of all, no, like, reflection of mine would ever just look like that. He was janked up, is what
I know. What I mean, though, Will, is that it's just a reflection. It doesn't exist.
Bathwack, am I the only one here that thinks that, like, there are versions of us that we are... We saw them in a mirror. People have talked about these versions of us running around. Well... Not necessarily me, but seeing that
and
makes me wonder.
What did we learn about the slivers? Aren't there something? I mean, mirrors, when they shatter, they can be shards and they can be slivers. Right?
Yeah. I can confirm.
So they might be reflections, but... These slivers of reality, these things that are piercing through into this world, they might be producing reflections that are a bit more than just reflections.
They're possibilities? They're different universes?
But would any of that prevent a duplicate version of us?
No, I think it would create duplicate versions of us, perhaps.
In the same space and time is what I'm saying. This seems far too advanced for what Will would comprehend. This is Will after watching a bunch of sci-fi movies. Guys! I totally grasp this.
It's New Year's Day. Twilight Zone's been on for 18 hours. Twilight Zone,
yeah. Oh
my gosh.
Yeah.
Bathwack, do you understand the theorizing we are doing? Don't you... Do you not think it is at least possible that, much like Bertalgo, as you just acknowledged, had false memories, those false memories could have been real reflections from a real alternate reality that we had to collapse? And maybe the same thing is happening at Gully's End. I mean, Ian said that there's a sliver there. So, I don't know.
Wait a second.
This chill, calm denialism about you.
Rufina said, wait a second.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The lady said that Zolbertia was from the Slivery Isles.
Oh, fuck.
Where are the Slivery Isles?
Okay, out of character, that's just a real place that a couple people are from. But also, that's a very interesting point. That is weird, and I never thought about that, Rufina. Wait, says
is that
Will,
a name that you made character. Up as part of your backstory?
So, KT? No, not me. Well, no. So, me and Eric, just for background, years ago when we were writing a ad. It was one of the fake ad things that we came up with to just have a random place. But then Eric added it to the map. And I know of a certain couple people, or at least one person, that's from there. So
interesting.
That's, I didn't even make that connection yet, but that's why I say Will, like in character, Will would be like, I fucking hadn't even thought of the fact that it is the Slivery Isles, because Slivery Isles has been in my language for quite some time now. And I didn't think of the fact that that's the same fucking word as sliver. What the fuck does that really mean?
It's weird. Like I like this, like my mind, like, honestly, kind of like slithered up to that realization like 30 minutes ago and like actively, but like there seemed to be like a repulsive force that just kind of pushed me away from it.
That's
like,
what happened to me too.
Because, because I remember thinking like kind of coming up to that and being like, oh no, it's a different word. Like,
right.
In like subconsciously, like I just kind of veered away from it, and now like wait, no, I went back in my notes. Yeah, slivery eyes.
Like, yeah, because it sounds like silvery. It sounds like maybe Eric like misspoke, but that was something that I remember coming up with when we were writing, and it's in one of the very first ads, fake ads we ever wrote.
Nice.
Well, and what the context of the Slivery Isles was that the man Zolbardia said that was from there?
Yes.
Yep. The fake Zolbardia or the real Zolbardia, we don't know.
The person that says that they are not Zolbardia, but
he was from the Slivery Isles and lived in Carnivar.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
It's a good question.
Yeah, but you asked if Bathwack could understand this, what we were theorizing.
Yeah, do you understand? Do you accept that this is a possibility?
Sure. But I think it's more likely that we won't see this other Bathwack. Just like we didn't see Rafina. I don't know. I don't know why I feel that way.
Bathwack, when I saw...
Have we seen him yet?
Yeah, oh, man. See, when I saw that reflection of yours, that little... idea of who you might be.
You went straight to Boner Town.
I went, no, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? I mean, yes. I mean, no. I mean, Daddy? No. Daddy? Sorry. Daddy? Sorry. Okay. So, Eric loved that joke. He loves that joke. That's like one of his favorite TikToks to like that trend of daddy, sorry.
Or
daddy,
mommy, sorry.
Mommy, sorry. Anyway, when I saw that, I immediately was like, that is definitely something that feels like whatever the fuck powers are coming after us are going to make us fight is you. That's why this whole idea of going to Gully's End seems insane, but I guess we have to because there's a sliver there or whatever. But Bathwack, are you going to be able to beat you if we encounter you?
Oh.
Of course.
Oh, yeah? That's badass.
That's unusually certain.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's usually certain. That's Bathwack, right? He like definitely is just like, I'm going to kill this guy or whatever. That's why I never want to be on Bathwack's bad side. That's why I'm so glad I'm on Bathwack's good side, right, Bathwack?
You mean King Bathwack.
Your Majesty is what I said before. You didn't like it before, but now you're asking Your Majesty. Joking. Oh, you're just joking.
Are you a little bit high at all? Are you still a little bit high at all? Are you all not high? Are you all totally like sobered up?
Not sure.
That's like I offered you weed before and you didn't take any. I'm offended. Is that why you were asking for a tuna fish sandwich? Jeez.
Well, it's such a good relaxing ride here.
Nice.
Especially after whatever that crap is that illusion you showed me of
Here we go again.
Illusion?
Anyway.
Bathwack, we talked about this up on the roof.
Yeah, I know.
Started to acknowledge that probably there might be something going on in Gully's End.
Bathwack. Yeah, I think there's something going on. Yeah.
I like swipe my hand over Bathwack's head to make sure there's no crown there that's like hiding. Like swipe my hand over his bald head.
What happens?
Nothing.
There you go. Nothing happened.
There's a lot of dandruff there.
Also,
turtle dandruff.
You keep talking about how relaxing the ride was. I just want to revisit this whole concept. The rutabago has tires that are very clumpy and clunky and made out of root vegetables.
Clumpy and clunky.
And you were standing up on top of the roof of this rutabago while we were moving. Practicing your flail.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that must have been a real bumpy ride. You must have real good, I don't know, dexterity to have maintained your balance up there and to feel relaxed. Did the desert mother's weed help with that?
Sure. I don't think I started smoking it then, though.
So you're just good. You're just surfing. You're riding the waves of the...
Yeah, up above the hole in the ceiling, yeah.
The hole.
I don't like that hole.
It's the center of gravity.
Mm-mm. Not a good hole.
It's a solid roof hole.
Look, I mean, we were outside. We're traveling. Nothing's trying to kill us.
And you didn't fall over at all? You didn't lurch around or stumble?
I hit losing footing? Over and over again with the flail.
Well, that's good, I guess. Have we gotten to the bottom of Will's handwriting being on the Zobadia thing earlier? Have we talked about that or fully unpacked it?
I don't think so.
Well, you remember earlier in the woods, you saw that the handwriting on the
Zobadia
sign. Yeah,
right.
It looks just like Will's, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Contract.
Okay, yeah. First of all, how many people in the world have the same handwriting? Probably a lot. You know what
all
I'm saying?
Of them.
Probably.
Here I'm launching into a deception fucking rant, but.
But didn't you already confirm to Bathwack? Yeah, it looks
like
your handwriting.
Yeah, like I said, it does.
Something about Silberdia in Carnivar or whatever.
Yes, Bathwack! Yes!
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
Man, stop shouting!
Is that, first of all, like, seeing that someone's handwriting matches someone else's handwriting doesn't mean that that person has done anything wrong. It just means, wow, like, that's really similar handwriting. But if it were my handwriting.
When Will lies to Bathwack for the 200th time, he's immediately going to transform into King Bathwack in a reflection. And then the game will end.
Yay! All right, that was like 2 years ago. Yeah, that's what I was just saying. That already happened. So, like, the thing is, like, right, I had said, I don't know who I actually talked to about this. Was it Bathwack? Like, I have business investments in certain churches. I don't think that's a terrible thing. But I will say that my, like, honestly, no deception roll needed. I will say that... I have no recollection of writing that. So, like, the me that you have been friends with for so long, everyone, for so long, we are friends. Me did not write that.
Me did not write that. Me did not write that too. Will's turning into Mo. Mo is future Will. That's the twist of this whole campaign.
They're standing next to each other in suits.
Yeah, you have a suit on too.
Don't forget Mo's wearing a suit.
Yep. That's insane. So, yeah. Oh, so are you suggesting that maybe this was written by the sliver version of you?
Yes. Yes, that is absolutely what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like, yeah, don't judge me by my alternate universe personhood. My actions performed by an alternate universe person. What? No, no, no. I mean, let's, like, if anyone's a king.
You know what? I don't like this. I don't like this whole, this sliver thing. I don't like that there are two versions of us. Because ultimately, it can always be used as a cop-out for shit like this.
Right.
I think, Bathwack, I think you could use a bit more, like, a healthy amount of suspicion and skepticism than what's currently on
Roscoe,
display.
Roscoe, I think Bathwack is perfect the way he is. Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Oh, look at Will suddenly practicing unconditional positive regard.
I'm conditional positive. First of all, this man sitting at the same table as me is absolutely disgusting, and I still agree with everything I've said in the past. But to criticize him and tell him that he is just he just needs to be suspicious, I think we have enough suspicion in the group right here, and then you were added, and you added all this other fucking suspicion. What the hell's your deal, you naked fucking weirdo? You want to talk about reflections? You're a fucking naked weirdo, and you're young! Okay, so are you going to turn into a baby or not? Because if you're gonna, it's going to freak us all out! And tell us! Tell us right now!
Don't make him say goo goo gaga again.
Another reference to Pontypool, a weird baby sounding voice comes out of the back of Roscoe's throat.
No,
it's like,
let me out of here.
Okay, wait. Does he do this gesture too? The two arms up,
like the Mothman.
Is that what? Is that what Roscoe does, or is he chilling out and he says it?
Yeah, that was just me getting into the character. That's Adam.
So you say, let me out of here in a baby voice just sitting there.
A baby's voice just kind of like squeaks out. Like Roscoe's just like, his mouth is open, wide. Like he just can't, like he understands, like, yeah, there are all these questions about me. What do you want me to say? But back and out of his throat comes,
let me out of here.
That's so freaky. Okay. Insight roll. Is there a baby in Roscoe's throat? No, I'm just kidding.
Perception.
My insight.
You start looking around for the 4-year-old. She's nowhere to be seen. Uh-huh.
I want to know, because Roscoe has been very clear multiple times. He's from the circus. Is this a circus trick? I am also from the show business-ish kind of capacity area realm. Okay. So I want to know, is this just a funny, weird fucking trick? This guy, I feel like out of all the guys in the group, will understand. Because in a way, Roscoe and Will would both love The Greatest Showman. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm fucking saying, circus freak? All right. He doesn't even want to look at me. All right. What is it again?
Insight.
I'm busy calling Roscoe a circus freak.
Oh, I thought you were going to get the third natural one. 24.
So is this a circus trick? Like it's a perception of like fucking.
Yeah, is Roscoe trying to trick Will or
is he doing Roscoe circus tricks? Unaware is it a showmanship thing? I'm a con man. I want to know how theatrical this shit is right now and how aware Roscoe is of it.
So, in a very like this is flashing back to like early Roscoe in the campaign. You haven't seen this exact like look on his face. In a while, but like he heard it too, and it is like absolutely a shock to him. It's not something that he's doing on purpose. It's not performing it. Like he, after it happens, he puts both of his hands up.
I love it. Claps his hands over
like
his
almost
mouth
like
to keep something like in.
Like.
Man, how unsettling is that, though? Do I stand up from the table like, okay, Roscoe, what the fuck is with this guy? And then, Will stands up from the table. That's weird.
Roscoe also thinks it's weird. I want to be very clear. Roscoe, you get the insight. Like, Roscoe is freaked out.
Yeah, well, that's what makes it weird for Will.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Will's like, I do that kind of shit intentionally, and you're just like this weird thing that I cannot figure out because he doesn't understand. And he's curious about Roscoe, but it's like, okay. So yeah, he kind of starts up from the table and like looks at Rafina almost in like a, like Rafina's his bodyguard. Like, Rafina, are you going to, is it okay?
About this guy.
Is it okay, Rafina?
Roscoe.
Yes?
I wish I had an exorcism spell. I'm looking at my spells because I want to like try to heal this, and of course that's not what it needs.
Changed it out for create water.
No, you guys, everything's probably fine. I think I probably just got gas. I'm gonna go up to my room, okay?
Roscoe's
gonna go up to his room. He's like gathering his things. He wants to get the owlbear pelt and Oscar. He's trying to like pick them up without moving his hands from his mouth.
All right. So you you go over to Oscar and the pelt and start to gather it up, and you feel a tug on your jacket, and you look down, and the little girl, the 4-year-old girl, is there, and you look down at her, and she looks up at you, and she says, "They're coming."
Oh no.
And we're going to find out what happens next time on Pork Fried Dice.
I have to add, Roscoe, after a beat, burps in response.
Nice.
All right, remember that for next time. We'll start with the burp.
With the belch.
The 4-year-old said that?
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying.
Maybe she's just talking about, like, the ice cream truck.
Yep.
Now I think it is important that we get clarity about one thing.
Okay.
The radio sending spell stuff. That's canon.
Okay. Listen, I specifically, my hesitancy is to say that every person in the party calling in to this radio station, I have a little trouble.
Right. That's fine. That's fine. But well, he had a radio plays...
As it being a possibility? Sure. I'm okay with
what
that.
What about, like, it's so rare. Like, it's this marvel. And, like, I feel stupid. Like, maybe, like, we didn't
Because
all...
specifically when I acknowledged that it may not be canon was you saying that the radio played a song about...
Sorry for Captain Clockface.
Right. Of course. Yeah. But there are things like this kind of thing happens
I'm
a lot
okay
with the
that
game
kind of
that
thing.
We play. No. I'm saying like in terms of these kinds of creative moments
I
happen.
I love that. Yeah.
And like where it's something that is not in a book or like in the rules, but like as long as it doesn't break the game. Uh-huh. So you just, I think that everyone here is intelligent enough to understand that like it's fun.
I'm totally
to
cool.
Add as long as we all understand that, like, if you break something, that's no fun.
If there's a radio, analogy to radio in this world, I'm cool with that.
But, like, you could even limit it. Yeah. It could be rare. It could
Whatever.
Be in Roscoe's
yes.
thing.
That's
Will
fine.
Could get excited about it. Or maybe it's in Tivoli, too. Maybe it's some places, but it's really rare and expensive and cool. Like,
and again, I do think there's something weird going on with Mant Grazzi.
Yeah!
Where he guesses the weed... He guesses the exact type of weed that Beth likes smoking. And when he says to Rafina, be careful what you wish for about your trip getting more interesting. I think Mant Grazzi might be an elder god.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we're rewriting the whole world. So
I know.
There we go.
I will say I'm pretty proud of Six Rivers is going to the fire elemental plane in a handbasket.
Mm-hmm. So great. Adam, the whole recap was amazing. It really
was. It
was
really wild.
It's finally over now.
It's now finally over.
Oh, wow.
Longest recap ever.
Once I realized, like, I was like, because I've been doing, like, songs for a while, and I was like, oh, but this was our first, session, like, road tripping in the RV. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I gotta do the radio thing. Like that's listen
great.
To the radio
it's
when you're driving.
Brilliant. Yep.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it. Thank you guys.
It is. Yes, you should be proud. Absolutely.
Thank you for being game and doing cold reads.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.